May 13th, 2022. I am writing this during the worst part of my life. I feel so broken. My marriage is completely broken, and I dislike my husband. My entire world has fallen apart. Where are you, God? I can't feel you at all. I have never felt sadness like this before. My eyes are open, but sometimes I stop in the mirror to make sure they are open, because all I can see is a dark coating over my eyes. God, please pull me out of this slimy pit. I am desperate for a miracle. In 2022, I went through the darkest time of my life in all my 35 years here. My marriage and my family was attacked. Secrets came out, and unfaithfulness as well. And if that wasn't enough, then my finances got attacked. My husband, he ended up losing his company that he had had for years. And then fast forward, if that wasn't enough, then he lost his job as well. So all our finances went out the door. All that security that I had in my relationship and my finances just took a plunge. And last, then my mental health just plunged. It was so heavy, as you can hear in my journal entry, it was so heavy to carry, and I did. I went through some depression, some really bad depression, and I had a lot of anxiety, and which I ended up having panic attacks, which led me to a doctor's office, and I ended up on medication. I went to a lot of personal therapy, and then I met with so many women here at Bridge City who just loved on me and took care of me spiritually. Thank you so much for all you ladies sitting out there. And then when I was ready, I ended up in marriage counseling. And some of you are sitting here and you are like, I cannot relate to this story at all. And praise God, I hope you can't, for sure. But what you can relate to are the emotions that I'm talking about. We all experience emotions, especially women, right? It's like a roller coaster all the time. We're dealing with our time of the month. We're dealing with hormones. So you just never know what you're going to get some days. There are some of you I know who are just sitting in this room, and I just want to acknowledge I dealt with depression, and I ended up on medication because of a situation in my life. But I know that there's some of you here who are dealing with a clinical depression, or you're dealing with anxiety. And I just want to tell you that your faith is not weak, that you are strong too, and you keep taking care of yourself. Take care of your mental health. You go to that counseling. You go to that therapy for yourself. In the natural, we have to do things at times because we still live here on earth. And you know what? If you are in marriage counseling or you need to go, this is your sign. I'm telling you. If it's in there, I'm telling you to go. So we can experience so many emotions. We're happy one moment, we're sad. And one of the first things that I experienced was anger. I was so mad at God. You know, I said, where are you? And I know so many of you can relate those times when your prayer didn't get answered and you're just like, I'm your daughter, God. Like, why did you abandon me? And I just felt so abandoned and so sad in that moment. And I know it's okay. It's okay at times when we question God. He loves us and he lets us walk through those times. But that was one of the first things that I experienced. And today I'm going to share a little bit about emotions. And you know how I said we're ladies and our emotions are, you know, can just be everywhere. It depends on the day. So one day, about 2 weeks ago, I'm driving to church. I'm in my car. I'm ready for prayer. I'm coming early in the morning. I spent time with the Lord already. I'm filled up. I'm like, my praise pants are on and I'm good. I get out in the car. And I literally pull out, and this car comes zooming towards me. And they're just throwing their hands up in the air at me. And I'm just like, oh! Like, I'm so mad. Like, the whole ride there, I'm like, I should literally just throw up my hands or say something, but there's a good chance they're going to pull into this parking lot. And then I'm not going to represent Jesus pretty well. So, that whole time, I went from, like, being joyful and content and happy to, like, annoyed and angry in, like, 10 seconds. And that's exactly how our emotions can be at time. And as I was going through this season of my life, I really started to question God. And I was like, Lord, why do you let us experience these emotions? Like, why do we walk through these things? Why do you let these things happen? And, you know, it's like you're driving your car and the check engine light comes on. What do? You're going to get out and you're going to check your car, right? And that's exactly how our emotions are. Wow. Maybe. Well, you should. You should. Well, anyways. So next time your check engine light comes on, just go check your car, okay? So it's like you stop and you have to check. And it's like our emotions, they make us stop and like we have to do a heart check at times. You know, it's like sometimes you're feeling so angry at a friend who maybe hurt your feelings. You have to stop and process through those emotions. What am I feeling? I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling rejected. And then you have to stop and look at your heart. And the next thing you notice, you realize, oh my gosh, I'm like walking in unforgiveness right now. So that's why it's so important the heart and your emotions work together. So many of you in this room can say, you've been sitting with your girlfriends and you're like, what should I do? And they're all like, just listen to your heart, girl, right? How many friends have given that advice at times? No. The next time someone tells you that, you tell them, absolutely not. That's so dangerous. Literally, the word of God in Jeremiah 17, 9, 10 says, the human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? But I, the Lord, search all hearts and examine secret motives. Wow. You know, the world contradicts the word of God. They tell us to follow our emotions, follow our heart. But we don't want to do that. Can you sit here and think about a time in your life like, oh my gosh, thank God I didn't react on my emotions, right? You know, especially I look back last year, the enemy literally took advantage of me and my weaknesses. He came after me in the areas that I could fall. And that's why we just need to be so on top of it at times. And today, I just want to share with you three things that the Lord taught me as I was walking through this trial, because we all know we don't just walk through a trial. The Lord's always going to teach us something from it, right? So I was like, Lord, what are you teaching me through this? And he taught me three things. And today I'll be speaking on allowing God to be the Lord over our emotions. And the first one is, and I know this one sounds redundant, but bear with me. Reset your flesh our flesh daily. This is something we constantly need to be reminded of. God cannot rule your life if emotions rule your life. If you make decisions based on how you feel, then you've made feelings your God. In Galatians 5:24, it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. So how do we let the Spirit lead us? We have to be in relationship and make time for the Lord every single day. If you are a woman who desires to be close to the Lord, if you want that intimacy, one of the first things that you honestly have to do every day is stop and do a heart check. Do I have any offenses in my life? Am I walking in unforgiveness? Because the word of God says, if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. And that's a really scary place to be. And unforgiveness is going to keep us, it's going to separate us from the Lord. So that needs to be something that you do before you go to bed. When you wake up, check your heart every single day. We need to be in the Word daily. We need to be praying, even journaling. As you can see, I journaled everything that I was going through. And it's really good because you can see the goodness of God when you journal. You can go back and look back on your life and see where He's brought you. And I know that we're all busy and we're all in different seasons of life. Some of you are mothers who are taking care of little children. You're taking children to sports. You might be taking care of your parents or working a lot or in school. But whatever you have to do to replace it, whatever you have to remove, whether it's social media or I think Pastor Nick was saying Netflix or Hulu, we find all this time in the world to do those things, but then we say, oh, I don't have time for Jesus. You know, what can you give up? What can you start doing to spend time with the Lord daily? You know, He longs to be with you. He longs to be with us in every single moment. He wants to be in every moment. When you're having a bad day at work, He's there. He wants you to talk to Him. I am so guilty of, I'll wake up and I'll spend time with the Lord. It'll be like 40 minutes. And then I'll be like, okay, I have to start my day. And then by 8 p.m. at times, I'm just like, oh, hey, Lord, like, so sorry, I didn't talk to you, you know, all day. And that makes the Lord sad. He wants to be with us in every single moment. So what can we do to bring Him along in our day? Just little things, but like replacing secular music with Christian music. Or I started just listening to my Bible app lately, just being able to put the Word of God more in myself lately. And one of the things that I want to encourage you ladies that really helped me was we all need a life scripture, a scripture to cling on to. But I truly believe that when we're in different seasons, we have different scriptures in our life, right? Sometimes you're on the mountaintop and you can just praise, praise, praise. And then sometimes you're in the valley and you just need a scripture to hold on to and some encouragement. And one of mine was John 14:26. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you. And I know that a lot of times we hear in church, read the Bible, find your scripture. And yes, that's great, but sometimes we're dealing with our feelings and our emotions. And I remember one day I was having such a bad day with anxiety, and I was driving, and I was just like, Lord, I keep reading your word, and I'm so frustrated because I don't feel anything right now. And like, the Holy Spirit reminded me of the scripture, and He said, say it out loud. And I spoke it to myself, and He said, say it again. And I kept repeating it over and over, and I still wasn't feeling anything. And He kept saying, just keep saying it. And I'm telling you, by the 30th time that I pulled into my driveway, the supernatural peace just flooded me. And I felt joy and happiness in a situation, in a season of my life where there wasn't much to feel too joyful about. And the presence of God just flooded me. Sometimes we just have to fight and pursue that scripture. If you got to put post-it notes all over, whatever you got to do, if you have to preach to yourself, you know, you just got to keep, the Holy Spirit's going to make it alive because it's the Word of God and it brings forth life. The second one is refresh your soul. I love it. We were singing about our soul tonight so much. We are made up of body, soul, and spirit. So what is our soul? It's our mind, will, and emotions. The real you is a spirit. Whenever you gave your life to Jesus, that spirit came alive. But we also have a soul, and that we're dealing with our emotions and our flesh and our physical body. You know, when someone says something so rude to you, say you're in the grocery store and someone is just so rude to you, your spirit wants to be like, oh my gosh, are you having a terrible day? Is there anything I can pray for? Like it wants to be like Jesus, you know, like, hey, I'm not mad at you. It's okay. No problem. You can tell me off, whatever. And then, but let's be honest. The soul comes alive and your flesh comes alive and you're livid. You're offended. The next thing you know, the blood is just rushing to your body and your eyes are getting big. And then you're just like, no, you're not going to talk to me that way. Like, I'm not going to put up with this behavior. And it's like such a constant battle all the time. And Jesus said that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And I just love the book of Psalms. It ministered to me so much. In that very hard season of life. In Psalms 42 and 43, David is literally, he's running from his son, Absalom. He betrayed him. He's running basically for his life. And in Psalm 42, 5 and 6, he says, "Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put hope in God and I will praise him again, my Savior and my God." He stops and he processes. He says, why am I sad? Why am I discouraged? David processed through his emotions. He's the best example that he stopped and he asked himself, what's going on? What's going on? And you know, we have to stop and process our emotions. And you know what? Sometimes you just got to get out the cookie dough and the tissues, and you got to have yourself a good cry, and you need to process through things. But look what he said next. He said, I will put hope in my God. He reminds his soul of who his God is. And literally, where are we going to go without God? He's our hope. He's our only hope. In Psalm 103, David again, he speaks to his own soul with these words, let all that I am praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. Here, David commands his every fiber in his being he reminds himself of the benefits of God. As a child of God, these things are free because of Jesus. He forgives me. He redeems me. He redeems your life no matter what you're going through, whatever you've done, he redeems you. And at times we just need to stop and we need to remind ourselves who God is and what he did. Whatever you are walking through, whenever you're going through a difficult season, you need to preach to yourself. You need to say, soul, get in line with my spirit. I'm going to serve God. This is what God did for me. He got me that job when I was struggling in my finances. He put my marriage back together. He brought my children home. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't have it all together. I praise God that he has redeemed so many things in my life, my family, my mental health, you know, but there's still things that I'm still walking out. Like, my finances still aren't perfect. And there's so many times where I have to sit there and preach to myself and remind myself the God of heaven took my heart and he put the pieces back together. And I'm worried about some bills. He's got me. And you just have to preach to yourself. Remind yourself of who God is. And you know what? He did it before, and he's going to do it again. You know what? And that's what, you know what? God, it's not that he loves for these things to happen to us, but look, he's like, I'm going to show off and show people who I am, because I'm telling you, the things that I walk through, if I would have went and shared it to the world, they would say, you have no hope. Like, there is no hope in your life. Like, you just need a fresh start. And you know what? That God is like, no, I'm ready to show off. I'm going to fix everything. All right, I'm getting hot now. All right, so number three, run to the right relationships. In James 5:16, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Wow. All of you sitting in here, your prayers are so powerful, they produce wonderful results. So what happens if your prayers aren't producing power and wonderful results? Because it all happens to us at times. We need to take a step back and we need to go to confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. If your prayer is lacking that, then go back, take a step back. You know, some of us, like when it says confess your sins, it doesn't have to mean, oh, I went to the grocery store and stole groceries. I mean, you still need to confess that stuff, but it's things like you're depressed, you're lonely, you're isolated, but you're not talking to anyone. You're not going to anyone. So how are these things going to get fixed? The Word of God makes it so easy. He gives us instructions. Go to someone safe, and you will be healed. It's a promise. You know what? Because once we take that darkness that the enemy's trying to use and you put light on it, the enemy no longer can hold that against you because you will have your sisters pulling you out of the pit. You know, before I came to Bridge City, I was the most private person ever. Honestly, I struggled with pride. I wanted to always look like I had it together. I would never tell people anything. Like, I didn't go to anyone for any problems in my life. And praise God that Bridge City has so many things like connection groups, and we have Victory and Freedom, and yes, I am going to do a plug for these things. But it was when I started going to groups, and I went to Victory and Freedom, and I really started meeting women. I met some women in Victory and Freedom, and I don't have time to jump in it tonight, but write down Titus 2. Because that talks about the importance of older women helping younger women. Like, we need each other. And, you know, when I say older women, look, it can literally, if you are 16, go find a woman in her 20s. If you're in your 30s, go find a woman in your 40s. You know, just find someone who can pour life, who's kind of lived life a little bit more, and they can pour into you. When I hit some of the biggest storms in my life, I'm so thankful that I had strong relationships built. So thankful. You know, I wanted friends, and the women who are discipling me, I just wanted to draw closer to Jesus, but I didn't realize that the Lord strategically placed them in my life because he knew what was coming, because they were going to carry, they carried me through the storm. You know, when I found out the terrible news, I was able to call someone in my life at 5:30 in the morning. And I was like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And she was able to walk me through those things. I've cried out in this parking lot and had someone pour into me and just pour so much life and remind me of the prophetic promises that the Lord has spoken over my life and over my marriage. And those are things I honestly didn't want to hear during that time. And that's why you need those women, because they'll give you the last 10% in your life at times that you don't want to hear. And I remember being at my friend's house, Rachel, and I said to her, I said, you know, I just can't pray. I have nothing to say. I'm so sad. Nothing comes out of my mouth when I speak. And she said to me, she was like, Ashley, you've worked so hard in building relationships and I've watched you over these years, and now you get to fall back and rest in their prayers. Yes. And that was so life-changing for me. I couldn't open my mouth and pray, but these women covered me. Their prayers carried me through it all. All my friends, my covenant relationships, and the women in my life. And we all are going to go through storms again, no matter where you're at. It's just a part of life. And do you need to find some ladies who are going to carry you with their prayers? This is my challenge to you today. It became so real to me after everything, the importance of those covenant relationships in my life. And another reason why it's so important is I feel like we live in such a social media society. We're always trying to get advice online. And you know, sometimes we just need to sit at a table and drink a cup of coffee with someone who's gonna look in our eyes and listen to us and let us cry and give us a tissue, and they're gonna pour into you. They're gonna pour into exactly what you are going through. And then the last thing is, someone needs you. We need to pour into each other. You need to be discipled by someone, and then you need to be discipling other people, because not everyone needs Ashley's story. They need your story. And you're going to make a difference in their life. And as you pour in to other women, you are going to grow so much in the Lord, because you have to rely on the Holy Spirit. I mean, there are times I've met up with friends or women, and I just don't know what to say. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, it's you. You got to, give me the thing to say. So you're just going to grow. These three things I have walked out, I am still walking out, and they really do work. I am so excited that I got to share these things with you today to reset our flesh daily, refresh our soul, and run to the right relationships. And let me tell you, I just stand up here and that I'm so happy to say that the enemy tried to take me out, but God meant it for good. And you know what? God's going to do the same thing for you. As you walk these things out, allow the Lord to be the Lord over your emotions. I think a lot of times our emotions are on the driver's seat, and we need to tell our emotions to get over to the passenger side. God's in control. He's driving this. So praise God. May 15th, 2023. Dear Broken Ashley, life seemed so hopeless a year ago. The Lord let you break in so many ways. You will come out stronger, more refined, a new birth. You will learn to love again, and you will open up your heart. You will experience miracles.